Well, hello, 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 friends. I know that it's 11:55 a.m. in the morning, and this energy might be a little too much, but I just want to say that it's been raining in LA, but the sun is finally out. That's right. The sun is out. The sun is out. I am driving in my car, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. My wonderful, beautiful people, my name is Jonathan Garano, and welcome to another episode of the Bottle Club Podcast. I was like, hey, it's been a year. Why not start the podcast again right now in this moment? Full frontal, sun in my face, kind of, cars flashing by. And I'm thinking to myself, let's just go. Let's just do the iPhone voice memo situation. We don't need to put a camera. We don't need to do a fancy mic. All right? We're just starting you, me, right now in your ear or in your car or wherever you're listening to. Now, back in the day, we had about 3,000 people listen to this podcast every single week. However, I know that it's been some time. So, even if we get only 20, if we get, oh my God, if we get 20 listeners on this episode, I will do another episode just like this one. Just some administrative stuff, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my beautiful, wonderful people. Listen, listen, listen to this, okay? Sometimes in life, you start a podcast, then you stop. And then you start again. And this time you're like, you know what? None of this fancy bullshit. It's just gonna be lackadaisical. It's just gonna be on the cuff. It's just gonna be, did Jonathan take his meds today? That is kind of the situation right now. We're about 15 minutes away from where we're supposed to be. And so I'm gonna make sure that by 15 minutes, we end this solo dolo podcast where we're just trying to have a fucking good time. Now, the reason why I started this podcast up again is because the sun's out. And what I decided to do was I decided to send wonderful voice memo messages to my friends where I would just start screaming, the sun is out. I don't know what the fuck I was screaming. I was just saying, hey, dude, life is fucking beautiful, dude. I just said, hey, we're just living life. And because you're living in it, it's a whole lot better. And when I said those words, I did a little snap of my fingers and I'm like, oh my God, am I a fucking poet? And because of this positive energy that I was projecting into the world, even though deep down inside, secretly inside my fucking soul, I have a lot of shame that I'm working through. I have a lot of guilt, a lot of regret, a lot of pain that I'm working through. Thank God for EMDR therapy. I said, wait a second. If I'm projecting this positivity out into this world, why not record something for y'all that I can listen back to in the near future and be like, hey, I'm feeling kind of down right now, but guess what? I'm gonna listen to this episode and I'm gonna be like, the sun is out. Life is fucking great. I'm alive right now. I just came back from a cafe and I walked down the stairs and there was one of those workers at the parking lot. And I go, bro, what do you think about my haircut? Because my hair is like, I just got a haircut. It was a little long. It was longer than usual, but now it's a little short. And the guy looks at me and he's some Armenian old 70-year-old man, full of fucking wisdom. You know the type of guy or the type of gals, right? You look at them and they've been through it all. They've been through it all, right? There's like anguish in their eyes. There's experience in their eyes. And all they want to do now, because they're 7 years old and they're kind of hunched and they have wrinkles across their foreheads and lines across their eyes from everything that they've experienced. And now they just want to give back. Now they just want to, in this case, the guy took his left hand, put it against my left shoulder. And he goes, brother, I can't do an Armenian accent, but he goes, brother, you can cut your hair, it'll grow back. You can cut your nails, it will grow back. You can get new shoes, you can get new pants. But you can't get a new life. And I looked at him and I was like, brother, God damn, that's fucking good. I didn't say it like that. I basically said, whoa, what do you mean? What do you mean that you can't get a new life? He's like, you only have this life. So appreciate it. Everything else, your hair, your shoes, your fingernails. You know, it grows, it doesn't grow. You cut it, it doesn't cut. But your life, especially if you're alive, be grateful, brother. Be grateful. Now, if I had money to give this dude, which I actually did. I did have money. I had $100 bills in my pocket, which I'll get to in a second. Holy fuck. I would have just, if I had $2 or maybe even $3 or maybe even five, opened up my wallet, it's a zip. I would zip it open and then I would hand it to him and be like, here you go. But yeah, maybe this is the grateful podcast. Right now, let's do a little, let's do. I got so lucky the other day. I was at a cafe on Sunday, Phil's Coffee Shop, the place where I go, the place where I study, the place where I get things done. If I stay at home, I end up, you know, pulling down my pants and doing something that I regret. If I stay home, I'll watch a whole season of Friends. If I stay home, I will get nothing done. And so I've trained myself through habit, and I think we should all do this, is find a location in the world that gets your juices flowing. You know, maybe it is your bedroom. Maybe it is an office that you have. You know, train, create these habits, environmental habits of places that you're productive and go there. In this case, it's a Phil's coffee shop. So I'm there, it's Sunday, it's 5 p.m. I'm having a writer's meeting with my writing partner because she's the best. Her name is Ashara Wilson. Get ready. She is going to be a phenomenal writer. We're writing something, a pilot maybe. But anyway, focus on the story, Jonathan. So I'm with Ashara Wilson on Google Meet. We're going over the script, and suddenly, from the corner of my eye, I see her. Black hair pulled back, big black overcoat jacket that's probably covering her pajamas because she's like, I do not want to get ready today. Socks with, of course, Birkenstocks, sandals, you know, a little lackadaisical. And I look closer at this human being, this wonderful woman, this person. It's her. I look at her and I remember the moment right then and there when I ran a mile, okay? Ran a mile, a 10-minute mile, but ran a mile from one edge of the campus all the way to the other end. Because she called me crying, saying, hey, I need you right now. I'm going through a breakup. I remember when I went through my breakup, how she took a bike all the way to a friend's car. Then she drove that car, picked me up, and then brought me to a restaurant where she took care of me when they fed me pho. In that moment, I remember. Oh my God, do I remember when we traveled to Taipei for a week together when I was in the Philippines and I said, hey, wait, you're in Taipei? Let's meet up. And she said, let's go. And she brought me to the marketplace. We ate fermented tofu. She spoke Mandarin. I didn't. So we were able to go in clubs and really experience the Taipei journey, hikes, the Jade Museum, the zoo. I remember the moment when she gave me a call and I go, what are you up to? And she's like, I'm reading some books eating cucumber and some fruits, and I have a face mask on. And I was like, oh, wow. She's like, yeah, Jonathan, it's called self-care day. You should try it. And we just started laughing. Her name is Valerie. Can't say the last name. And you know when you look at someone? Now listen, I haven't seen Valerie since 2015. I haven't heard from her. We haven't texted. Basically, she just left the United States of America and we never connected because she doesn't have a social media. I don't even know her fucking email. I just had her number back in the day. We met in 2009 and we were friends from 2009 all the way to 2015. And then disappeared. And in that moment, while I was sitting there and I saw her eyes, you know, like you look at someone and they changed a little bit, maybe their appearance. Yeah, she has a little bit of a few lines here and there. Yeah, she looks a little bit skinnier. Yeah, she looks, you know, just a little older, but her eyes, you're like, oh, fuck, that's that person. That's fucking Valerie. And as soon as that happened, soon as I saw that, all those memories in an instant, and I threw down my headphones and I was like, oh, Valerie, oh my God. Oh. And she's like, whoa. She's like, Jonathan. I'm like, Valerie? She's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh my God, this is the cafe where I do work. And she's like, oh my God, I didn't want to run into anybody, but I guess I ran into you. And I'm like, hello. We hug, we laugh. She's like, what are you drinking? I'm like, nothing. I don't need anything. Oh my God. And I said, I looked at her. I'm like, I'm about to cry. You know, it's been 8 years, dude. 8 fucking years. Started laughing. She's like, okay, I gotta go in line. I'll be right back. We'll catch up for about 5 minutes. And I'm like, good, because I have to go in about 10. So this is great. She gets everything. She sits down. We look at each other, you know, and we go over it. It's really good to see her. We talk about, of course, past relationships for a bit, what we're up to. You know, she was in consulting and a developer, and now she's back at UCLA, wanting to become a professor in classics. Like, what the fuck, Valerie? Of course, so Valerie. She's married now, which is so fucking fantastic. Like that, I don't know. Okay, listen, I know what you're wondering. You're like, oh, Jonathan, was there anything to you? Listen, we live in this like weird state of America, in this odd time of the manosphere or whatever the fuck, where if you have an attractive opposite sex friend, in this case, me and Valerie, automatically people think, oh, if this guy didn't get with her, he is a simp. If this guy didn't get with her, she basically friend-zoned him. La, 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 yada, yada, yada. You can't fucking win. You can't be like, yo, you're just my friend. Listen, this is what I have to say. If I'm with a girl and she's my friend and my thing goes, like it moves, or I get some sort of like sexual attraction down there or somewhere, I'm like, yo, we can't be friends. You put it on the table, you make it known. That's number one, okay? Number two, you can't put yourself also in situations where things might arise, so don't do that. Number three, I know this is a controversial statement, but I believe if their partner or your partner doesn't like said ex-opposite gender friend or sex friend or whatever, then, hey, you can't be friends anymore. It's a betrayal of friendship if you're hiding the fact that you secretly like them in a way where you want to be intimate with them. Okay? In this case, when we met in 2009, I was with someone that was just, oh my God, like an 11. Okay? And yeah, Valerie is attractive. But when we met, our personalities just meshed. Of course, like maybe for the first or second or third interaction, because we were always like around because of like weekly meetings and some work stuff. We're like, oh my God, he's like, yeah, this is my, oh my God, look at you. But after that went away, it was just pure friendship. Luckily, I think it's because we were with someone already and we both found our partners very attractive and we both, you know, always had our boundaries. And I think what's so special about these moments with her, back to the whole conversation, is we began to share stories about each other that really affected us. And she mentioned this one moment. First off, of course, I mentioned the moment with the face mask, and I mentioned the time that she took a car and she drove me, and she wrote like a post to help me through my breakup and the little voice messages from here and there. But she reminded me about how I gave her a little note back in 2014 that had words of encouragement / some probably motivation piece. And she told me that she kept it with her from 2014, from that day, all the way until she lost it around 2019 from a move. But she would keep it on her person, and every time she felt bad, she would just take it out and read it. And she was like, it was so Jonathan. I was like, what do you mean? Well, it's just the way that it was written, the way that it was used, the way that you gave it to me. And she's like, I tried to do the Jonathan with other people, but it just didn't work. She goes, thank you for that. And it made me realize something. I'm definitely stroking my ego here in a big way. But I think what I want to say is this. I think more and more oftentimes, I kind of like thank my past self in a weird, odd, egotistical way. Because it's reminding me that, hey, you may not remember the things you do for people. Okay? Again, I repeat, you may not. Well, for me, in this case, I remember basically all the bad things that I do. So let me rephrase, because I, you know, live in shame and I live in regret and I live in guilt. Thank God for therapy. But you may not remember the good things that you do for people, but the people you affect will always remember. So try your best in every situation to do good, to do right to people. Because when you meet them again and they begin to share the moments in their lives where you were involved with them, you will begin to realize how much of an amazing person you are. And I don't know who, if you live with, you know, depression or self-doubt or imposter syndrome or anything of that nature, but it's really good to be reminded that you are indeed doing good in this world, and to hear it from others without you forcing sort of those statements from them, like, gets me giddy inside. So yeah, I totally understand if that was like narcissistic and egotistical in any sort of way. But I guess that's the big sort of takeaway here. I've arrived at my destination. Let me know if you still listen to this. The Bottle Club Pod does no longer exist on TikTok or Instagram, but I'll still keep the name. I would really like to hear from you. You know, you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts and say that you listened, or you can just DM me. The link is in the description, but my Instagram, I'm now verified, by the way, and I'm not paying for it. One of my last videos got 110,000 likes, just bragging. But you can, you know, DM me on Jonathan Guarano. That's J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Guarano, G-A-U-R-A-N-O. And let me know if you listen to this, and I will get better. And, you know, hopefully we start with the phone podcast and let's just see where this takes us. I do appreciate you fully. Holy shit. We're back. If, of course, if this gets 20 fucking listens. If it doesn't, then hey, not doing an episode next week. All right. Love you guys with an LUV. Peace.